Lily and Noah's spooky video adventure. The Creaky Video Store. Lily and Noah, two friends who loved solving mysteries, ventured into the dusty old video store at the edge of town. Cobwebs hung like spooky decorations from the ceiling. The air smelled like old paper and forgotten dreams. The store, known as Rewind Time, was rumored to hold strange secrets. They were on a hunt for a retro game, but stumbled upon a VHS tape labeled only with a creepy scrawled symbol. Intrigued, Lily picked it up, a shiver running down her spine as her finger traced the strange marking. Noah, usually brave, felt a sense of unease wash over him. He suggested they leave it alone. But Lily's curiosity was stronger. With the tape in hand, they hurried home, excited and a little scared, unaware of the ghostly adventure that awaited them. The tape felt strangely cold in Lily's hand, and the eerie silence of the store seemed to follow them out into the foggy street. The cursed tape. Back at Lily's house, they excitedly put the tape into her old VCR player. The screen flickered, then displayed a series of bizarre, disturbing images. A well, a ladder, a ghostly figure. The images were disjointed and confusing, but unsettling. A sense of foreboding filled the room. Lily and Noah exchanged nervous glances. As the tape ended, the TV screen went static. Then, a distorted voice whispered, 7 days. Lily gulped, trying to laugh it off as a silly prank. Noah, however, was visibly shaken, remembering the local legend of a vengeful spirit named Samara. Later that evening, strange things started happening. The lights flickered, and the TV turned on by itself, showing Samara's face. Lily tried to remain brave, but even she felt a knot of fear tightening in her stomach. They both knew this was more than just a silly prank. This was real, and the days were ticking by. The search for answers. Determined to break the curse, Lily and Noah started their investigation. They began by searching the internet for clues about the videotape they watched. Noah, being a tech whiz, quickly uncovered that people who watched the tape would get a phone call warning them of their imminent death. They needed to know what the root cause was of this terrible threat, and they did not have much time. Their search led them to the local library, where they spent hours poring over old newspapers and town records. They discovered the story of Samara, a girl with strange powers who had been mistreated and abandoned in a well. Piecing together the story, they realized that Samara's spirit was trapped, seeking revenge on anyone who crossed her path. Learning that Samara was mistreated, Lily came up with an idea to break the curse. What if they found Samara's favorite toy while she was alive? According to the records, she loved horses. Maybe finding a childhood horse toy would convince Samara that she and Noah were her friends. The sun set, casting long shadows through the library windows, signaling the urgency of their mission. They needed to find Samara's well. The well and the toy horse. Following the clues, Lily and Noah ventured deep into the woods, searching for the abandoned well. They had a small, worn toy horse they found at an antique shop, hoping it was similar to the one Samara loved. The woods were dark and filled with eerie sounds. Finally, they found it, a crumbling stone well hidden beneath overgrown vines. They carefully approached the well, the toy horse clutched tightly in their hands. Taking great care, Noah lowered the toy horse down into the well using a long rope. As the toy reached the bottom, a cold wind swept through the trees. Suddenly, Samara's ghostly figure appeared before them, her face hidden by long black hair. With trembling voices, Lily and Noah explained that they knew her story and wanted to help her find peace. They apologized for the pain she had suffered, offering her the toy horse as a symbol of friendship. For a moment, Samara remained motionless, her presence chilling. Then, slowly, her ghostly hand reached out and took the toy horse. A faint smile appeared on her face as the toy was now in her possession. The dark energy began to dissipate, and Samara's figure faded away. They had finally broken the curse. The woods were no longer so scary. The gentle rustling of leaves replaced the eerie silence.